Okay, next patient we're gonna do is gonna be a patient by the name of Khurshed, Khurshed. First name, last name, B as in boy, EGUM, dated 1/28/26. Patient is being recertified for hospice care today. Period. This 85-year-old woman is currently on hospice with senile degeneration of the brain, period. Patient continues to show functional and cognitive decline consistent with end-stage neurocognitive disorder, period. Patient is now fully bedbound, period. Total ADL assist, period. Bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Increased sundowner symptoms, period. Wounds on her feet related to her protein calorie malnutrition requires turning every 2 hours to keep the wounds at bay. These wounds are considered non-healing, period. She has generalized weakness. Her PPS has dropped to 30%. It's very little. About 20% to 30% of her meals. Patient's LMAC has dropped to 21 centimeters. She also suffers from diabetes, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history of cervical fracture, and overall generalized debility. Patient's FAST score is at 7D, as in David, which is continuation of her worsening condition, period. Patient appears more frail, appears volume depleted with her decreased appetite and fluid intake, requires meds to keep her comfortable with increased agitation, aggressive behavior, and combativeness at times. Patient's nurses aides and aides and hospice nurses are required to educate the family regarding use of pain medication because the family has a understanding that they don't wanna make their mom too sleepy, in quotation. They were educated regarding medication use, timing, amount, and mechanism of action on medication at the time of visit, noted in the nurse's notes. Patient remains hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live, and is being recertified today. Thank you.